This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim habam to the Kollel Agah, the Pirka here in Kew Garden Hills, New York. But now we're on Zoom, we're on the phone line. Welcome, everyone. Afreilachin Isru Purim Meshulash. So the 72 hours of Purim are over, but we're still in Chodesh Adar. And we now are in arm's embrace of the Yom Tov of Pesach, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Now is a good opportunity, if you want to get a hold of our humble Sefer on Pesach, Magen Rukia on Pesach. It is available on the website, rabbidg.com, with free delivery. If anybody wants to participate in upcoming Svarim, there's a Sashem, the next one coming out in English for Art Scroll on the 3 weeks in Tisha B'Av, or on Sefer Bereishis and Lashon HaKodesh, then please let us know. Okay, so Parshas Kisisa. Very interestingly, in next week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakel, we are given the command of Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers the people, and he commands us about Shmirah Shabbos. So it certainly begs the question, because there are a number of places in the Tanakh where Klal Yisrael is commanded on Shabbos in the Aseres HaDibrois. And why Davka and Parshas Vayakel in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel? And the Shla HaKadosh of Rav Yishaya Horowitz, the author of the Shnei Luchos HaBris, he writes in next week's Parsha, regarding Shabbos, Chazal say anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, even if they serve Avodah Zarah like the generation of Enosh, they are forgiven. Shenemar, Ashrei Enosh Ya'ase Zois Uben Adam Yachazik Bach, Shomer Shabbos Mechalaloi, Al Tikri Mechalaloi Ela Macholoi. What is the meaning over here? Why, by keeping Shabbos, does it bring atonement for Avodah Zarah, even if you serve Avodah Zarah like the time of Enosh? So the Rambam writes in Mada, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and in the Mar Nevuchim, that Enosh was not a koifer. Enosh believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He acknowledged the creation of the world and the Creator. He just put an intermediary between him and God to serve the intermediary. He says that the servant has some of the greatness of the master, and therefore the sun, the moon, and the stars that are meshamshim lefanav also deserve recognition and honor. And Enosh entered, he brought in an intermediary. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. Shabbos is an atonement for that kind of Avodah Zarah, an intermediary. Why? Because Shabbos is Ois Hi Beini Uveinechem. Shabbos is the sign between us and God directly, without any go-between. And on that day, God rested, and V'niskov Hashem Levadoi Bayoy Mahu. That reflects on God's unique status and oneness. Like the Medrash says, three are made on each other: God, Shabbos, and Israel. Therefore, one who keeps Shabbos, they're moichel him. They're moichel him. So too, the Chet HaEgel was not a kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Kuzari writes, Klal Yisrael, we're not looking to do away, heaven forbid, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, instead, the Klal Yisrael were looking to have an intermediary. They didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu, so they figured they need some go-between between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The reason why they picked a calf, the Kuzari writes, is because they looked at the Kisei HaKavod, and on the Kisei HaKavod there's an image of a person, but that would be too idolatrous. And there's a lion that's not kosher. There's a nesher that's not kosher. The only kosher behema is a calf. So Klal Yisrael felt that was the most appropriate image. But now we understand, Rabbi Yisai, why the mitzvah of Shabbos is given in the direct aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. Because since the Chet HaEgel was not kefira, it was bringing in an emtsoi, like Enosh. And Shabbos demonstrates that we are connected to God directly, without any emtsai. Therefore, Shabbos is like a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. That is why, in the immediate aftermath of Kisisa, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos in Parshas Vayakel. And again, this is based on the Gemara on Shabbos. Kuf Yud Ches, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, anyone who keeps Shabbos kahalacha, even if they worship Avodah Zarah, like the generation of Enosh, they are nimchal. However, it always occurred to me, and we have a shir on this on Parshas Kisisa, that not only is Shabbos following the Chedo Egal, but Parshas Kisisa also begins with the mitzvah of Shabbos. V'sham Ruben Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. So Shabbos is mentioned in the beginning of Kisisa. So we have like a sandwich. We have Shabbos, the beginning of Kisisa. We have the Egel. And then we have Shabbos in the beginning of Vayakel. It's like a pastrami sandwich. You know, the Egel is literally pastrami. I mean, what do you make pastrami from? Pastrami comes from an Egel. So you have the Egel in the middle. You have Shabbos in the beginning and Shabbos in the end. And the Baal Torah Tamima, Rabbi Baruch Halevi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima, wrote a Sefer on Chumash Tosefes Bracha, and he says that we could point out, look at number 3, the juxtaposition on the Shabbos to the Parshas HaEgel, and why Shabbos precedes the Egel. As it is known that Avodah Zarah is the equivalent of all the mitzvahs and all the Torah. Someone who acknowledges Avodah Zarah, he's denying the whole Torah. The Gemara in Chulin says, Shabbos, on the other hand, is equal k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. And we know anyone who keeps Shabbos k'halacha, even if they serve Avodah Zarah, they're forgiven. And we know that not only does God bring tikkun to an infraction, but Hashem is makdim the refuah to the makkah. Therefore, Hashem was makdim Shabbos to the Egel to show not only a tikkun in the aftermath of the Egel, but to show a refuah koidem the makkah. So we would like to explore another dimension of how, in fact, is Shabbos a tikkun for the Egel, that it is a refuah before the makkah and after the makkah. Says the Yerushalmi in Shkolim Tesamet Beis. This week's Parsha Kisisa has in it the subject of Shkolim. As we know that Shkolim is the... the Parsha Shkolim comes from Kisisa. So on the words, Zeh yitinu kol ha'oiver al ha'pikudim, Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Nechemya, the Yerushalmi says, Chad Omar, why do we have to give a machzis ha'shekel? Says the Yerushalmi, because we sinned midday, machzis hayom, so we give a machzis ha'shekel. Chay rana Omar, we sinned in the sixth hour, so we give a machzis ha'shekel, which is the equivalent of 6 garmasin. Rabbi Yeshua, Bei Rabbi Nechemya, the name Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, says, we violated the 10 dibrois, that each one is worth, we violated 10 dibrois, and therefore we give 10 geira. Therefore we give 10 geira. Now, so we see that not only is Shabbos a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, but the Machzis HaShekel is also some kind of tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, namely, that we give a machzis ha-shekel because the Jews sinned midday, we give 6 garmosin because they sinned in the sixth hour, and we give 10 geira because they violated the aseres ha-dibrais. Now we come to something very interesting. And the parsha opens up, Kisisa esroish b'nei Yisrael lefkudehem v'nasinu ishkai fer nafshai. It should say when you elevate the heads of Roshei B'nai Yisrael. Why Roish? If you lift up the Roish, you elevate each letter of Roish, Reish Aleph Shin, the Reish becomes a Shin, the Aleph becomes a Bez, the shin becomes a tuf, says the Chidushei Harim, it becomes Shabbos. Kisisa, when you lift up Roish, take the word Roish, you elevate it, those letters become Shabbos. Very interesting remez of the Chidushei Harim. The Shla HaKadosh likewise says, Kisisa es Roish, This is a remez to the secret of Shabbos, which is the wife and the maid of Klal Yisrael. They're the ben zug, kisisa es roish, ben zug shel roish, are the partner of roish. The partner of roish are the secondary letters of roish, which are Shabbos. In fact, in the Hagois Hatzemach, on the Pri Eitz Chaim, when we say lecha doidi, we say kvoid Hashem alayich nigla, me roish mikedem nesucha. When we say the words me roish mikedem nesucha, in the Aleph Beis, the letters after roish are Shabbos. In Shabbos, the me roish mikedem nesucha, the letters shin beis tav are elevated. So interesting, we said Shabbos is a tikkun for the Egel, Machzis HaShekel is a tikkun for the Egel, and in the Machzis HaShekel, there's a remez to Shabbos, Kisisa es Roish B'nei Yisrael. In fact, these Mara Mekoymois come from the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, in Tav Shinai and Dalet, and the Shvilei Pinchas brings another amazing remez, on the words, Kisisa es Roish B'nei Yisrael, that refers to Shabbos Kodesh, we give a machzis hashekel. V'nosinu ish koifer navshe l'Hashem. Ze yitinu kol ha'oivar ala pekude machzis hashekel b'shekel ha'kodesh. In the Sefer Tshuas Chein of Rav Gedalia Milins, he says on the Pasuk, Sheshes yomim yeyase melacho v'ayom ashvi Shabbos Shabbosoin Kodesh l'Hashem. The words Shabbosoin Kodesh l'Hashem are Rosh Tevos Shekel. It's a machzis hashekel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is mekabel, our enjoyment, our physical enjoyment, and it's a machzis. It's chatzi lochem, chatzi lashem. Even from the chatzi, which is lochem, Hashem enjoys that. Okay, so we see again, Shabbos is a tikkun for the egel, it precedes the egel, it follows the egel. Machzis hashekel is a tikkun for the egel. But now it is time for an amazing revelation. I could tell Rabbi Ephraim is very excited about this possible revelation. I see him smiling, and I could see the excitement. So, without any further ado, let's cut right to the chase. And that is, this Egel that is haunting the Jewish people for millennia, we always say that it was a calf. It was a shar, like it says in Tehillim. Vayamiru es kvoidam besavnis shar oichal esav. They exchanged their glory, that we exchange God, in the image of an ox that eats grass. Comes the Ramami Pano, Rav Menachem Azaria of Pano, one of the great Italian mikubalim. And he says that it is a mistake to say that the Egel was a cat, was a cow. It was not an ox. It was an animal that was half and half. Says the Ramami Pano in the Maimar Chikar Hadin in Asar Mamaris, Chelik Beis Parakei, Ha'egel Amru Olav Ba'agoda, Shemichetzioi Klapei Roishoi Hoi Kesav Neshar, that its top half was in the image of an ox, Oichel Esav. Miutu hu shapiv yafe daik va'achal. Its top half, its front, was in fact a calf and a cow, an ox. Masha'in kain, a shar eats grass. A chamar eats thorns, like we find in Perek Toilin. But toward its back end, it was a chamar. And these are the two midois of the klipa, Yunus and Yumbarus, the children of Bilam, and they are Klayim, and they cause Klal Yisrael to say, Ela Eloihecha Yisrael. So comes the Ramami Pano, and the Ramami Pano offers an astounding revelation that the Egel was not just a calf, its front side was a calf, its back side was a donkey. Well, unbelievable. Who could have revealed such a secret? And interesting, the Tikkun HaZayar brings on the Pasuk, I knew Rabbi Ephraim was excited. The Tikkun HaZayar, sorry I'm picking on you today. It means I like you, don't worry. So the Tikkun HaZayar, he brings on the Pasuk, Lo Yisalin Nivlasai, do not, it says that if somebody is given capital punishment, do not leave him hanging overnight. Lo Yisalin Nivlasai Al Eitz, says it's Kunei Zoyar, Ha'etz refers to the Jewish people. We are compared to a tree. Don't blame the Chayiv. Don't blame the great nevela of the Jewish people, the great despicable act of the Jewish people. Don't blame it on Klal Yisrael. Chayva de avdu im naval loite talya lebi Yisrael de kar avdu yas igla chashiv Moshe Yisrael avdule. When they made the ega, Moshe thought we made it, and Hashem said, "V'lama Hashem yechra abcha b'yamecha." God, why are you getting angry at your people? Moshe thought the Jewish people made the egel. No. Hashem said, Lech raid, kishiches amcha. Go down, because your nation is corrupt. Rabbi Maskowitz, sorry. I'm going to say a special Dvar Torah today that I'm going to stick in, L'Kavod Rabbi Yisrael, that goes like this. Lech raid. This comes from Rav Baruch Frankel to Umim. I just saw this yesterday in the Sefer Marganisa de Rav. It says like this, Lech Reid. We have two big letters in the Sefer Torah. We have the big Dalet and Shema, Hashem Echad. And we have the big Reish, Lo Yisishtachem Le'el Acher. We have a big Dalet, so we know Hashem Echad, but Chas V'Shalom, not a Reish, not Acher. And we have a big Reish, don't bow down to other gods, Chas V'Shalom, but not Hashem Echad. So that you don't confuse the Reish and the Dalet, we make those letters big. But in the times of the Egel, Klal Yisrael exchanged the Dalet and the Reish. So Hashem said, Lech raid, go down. Raid, Rashi says, Migedulascha, go down from the letters Reish Dalet that you made big. Because you made them big for no reason, because they confused it anyway. Lech raid, Migedulascha, Reb Baruch Frankel to Umim says. Go down, raid, go down, Migedulascha. From your greatness that you made those letters big, go down from the fact that you enlarged the Reish and the Dalet. Anyway, so Moshe thought Klal Yisrael made it. Hashem said, no, Shiches Amcha, it's those Erev Rav that you brought out of Mitzrayim that made this Egel. Miyad Noches V'chaz Egel D'yukna D'shar V'chamar. The Egel was an ox and a donkey. So Moshe said, Man Ovid Lach, Amar Chamar Erev Rav. The chamor, the Erev Rav made. Asher besar chamorim besaram. The Erev Rav made the chamor because Erev Rav were Mitzriim. And Mitzriim are compared to donkeys. Shor, Amar Nami, Hachi, Tabas, the Ola Mazel Shor, Bezimne, the Itmar, Be Erev Rav. Vayisparku, Kolamis, Nizme Azov, is Damnus, Taman, Varami, Kula, Aaron, Benura, Venofik, Igla, the Yukna, the Shor, Vachamor. So basically, the Egel, which was produced by the Erev Rav, had the image of a shar and a chamar. And now we understand what's the, okay. So we have this revelation, the Rama Mipano, it's based on Tikkunei Zayar, that the Egel was we call it the Egel, but it was a combination of a ox and a donkey. What's the meaning of the ox and the donkey? And who's that? Boaz? No, Reb Tzvi. Reb Tzvi. How you doing? Everybody's coming out of hibernation. It's March 1st already. Everybody's coming out. Baruch Hashem. How's everybody doing? Okay. So, what is the deeper meaning that the Egel looked like a shor and a chamar? Comes the Arizal. We know the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yada shor koinehu vachamor evos bialav Yisrael lo yada mi lo hisbainan. An ox knows its owner, a donkey the trough of its master. Says Arizal, this pasuk yada shor koinehu vachamor evos bialav is a reference to what the Erev Rav did in the Midbar, because the egel was made out of a shor and a chamor. Klal Yisrael are ami of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't know. They're not misboinein. They didn't realize what the Erev Rav did. They're called Ra'am. Yadashar koineyu v'achamor evos bialav. The ox knows its owner. The donkey knows the trough of its master. But Yisrael lo yada. Klal Yisrael doesn't know. My nation did not contemplate, did not understand what the Erev Rav did. The Erev Rav were the ones responsible for this Egel, and the truth is, this is mentioned in the Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says in this week's parasha, Afkach, Kivan Sha'asu Yisrael Sa'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. And he says, Moshe, lech red, because she says, Amcha. So Moshe says, they're your people. Hashem says, no. They're not my people. Yada Shar Koineo. Moshe said to the Egel, who made you? The donkey said, the Erev Rav made me, that you took out of Mitzrayim. It says about the Mashar B'sachem and B'saram. So Hashem said, didn't I tell you, Lech Reid Ki Shiches Amcha? Amcha, your nation, made it. But Ami Loyasu, it says, Yisrael Ayada, Ami Loy Hisbainan. And Moshe was Malamed Zchus, he says, Al Tashches Amcha V'nachlos Asher Padisub God Lecha. And he broke the luchas. Bottom line is that this egel that we always refer to as an egel, front half was an ox, back half was a donkey. In fact, Marv Raboisai, when we give somebody malchus, the Mishnah says in Makos, Chazan Akneses Oimed Olav Ratsua Biyadai, the Shamish, he stands with a whip. The whip was of an egel. Koflo Echad L'Shnayim, he doubled it, he quadrupled it, and besides the two straps, which he became four, he had two straps of a donkey. So Malchus was conducted with ox straps and donkey straps. Why? My time of Mishum Nikola, Am Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lezman Azar, Minayin L'Ritzvush Yushal Egel. Why do we use the strap of a calf? Dechsev Arbam Yakenu, and juxtaposed, Arbam Yakenu is Loisachsoim Shor Bidishai. So the reason why we hit somebody with the strap of an egel is because of the juxtaposition of Arbam Yakenu and Loisachsoim Shor Bidishai. However, why do we use a donkey? Why do we use a chamar? Says the Gemara, Tana shel chamar kedidarish hahu galila aleid Reb Chizda, yada shor koineu v'chamar evus ba'alav Yisrael lo yada. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we give somebody malchus with a shor and a chamar? First of all, another reason is yada shor koineu v'chamar evus ba'alav. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavoy mi shemaker evis ba'alav, v'yifram mi she'enemaker evis ba'alav. Let the one who recognizes who his master is come and punish the one who does not recognize his master. So we have really two reasons why we use the strap of a shar and a chamar. A shar we use because of the smichos of our Arbam Yakenu to loisachsim shar bedishai. The chamar we use because of Yada Shar Koineo V'chamar Be'evos Ba'alav. The truth is, we should be able to use that pasuk for using a shar strap and a chamar strap. The Marsha even says, why when the Gemara was discussing why we use the strap of an egel, does it not use the pasuk Yada Shar Koineo V'chamar Be'evos Ba'alav? So the Marsha is sort of bothered by this question, and he says, well, legabe the egel, we have a different reason. We have the juxtaposition of Arbam Yakenu to Loisachsoim Shar Bedishai. But regarding the Shar and the Chamar, we have this message that we're going to hit you with the Shar and the Chamar because they know their master, and you, my fellow Lav violator, you do not recognize your master. But by the way, Rabbeinu Bechaye and the Megala Amukos, they both use the second reason of the Gemara, of Yada Shor Koineo V'chamar Evos Ba'alav, to explain why Malchus is given with the strap of a shar and a chamar. But now we come to another great revelation. A Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tesam Abeis. The Gemara says, we're going to go back in time to the Garden of Eden, to paradise, where Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, was Mesubin, he was reclining, U'malachi HaShareis and the heavenly angels, Tzoylin Loi Basar, they were barbecuing for Adam, U'masanin and Loi Yayin, and they were pouring him wine. So Adam HaRishon was Mesav B'Gan Eden, and he was barbecuing, and he didn't even have to grill. The Malachim did it. But says the Gemara in Sanhedrin number 22, the Tanya Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Chaval al Shemesh Gadol She'avad min ha'olam. Woe to the great sun in the world, to the great attendant in the world, who is lost from the world. Woe to the great attendant who went lost from the world. She'el mole lo niskal el nachash. Had the snake not been cursed, kol echa ve'echa mi Yisrael, every Jew, hayim izdanin lo shnei nachash, would have had two snakes, toivim, who are good. Echad meshagrei letzafon, one you would send to the north. Which side is the north, by the way? The north is the left side. In Hashkafa, the north is the left, because a person is considered facing Mizrach, so his left hand is to the north. Ve'echad meshagrei ledarim, one you would send to the south. L'haviloi sandal bunim toivim, to bring you good stones. Va'avonim toivos margolios, and precious jewels and diamonds. You would stretch out a strap under its tail. You could collect his dung and use it to fertilize your fields. Says the Gemara, woe to the great attendant that we lost. People used to have, you know, basically a attendant, a shamish, a personal secretary. And you could send one snake to the right and one snake to the left. The one to the left goes to the north. The one to the right goes to the south. And you don't even have to make a living. They're going to bring the money for you. So the Gemara seems to be saying that before the sin of the Yetz Hadas, not only was the Nachash not an enemy, he was a personal slave. You know, I think most people could use one of those. You know, I'm hungry, you want to get me lunch, you want to take this to the mailbox, you want to, it could be very handy to have two personal attendants. You want to do this carpool for me, you want a lot of different zachen. Comes Megala Amukos from Nasanata Shapiro and he asks, what's going on over here? The Gemara starts by talking about one snake. Woe to the shamish that was lost. And then the Gemara says you could have sent one to the right and one to the left. So make up your mind. Is there one snake or are there two snakes? It says, Megala Mukos Yadua Mash Amru B'Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. It is known, that which we find in the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. And he quotes this Gemara. He says, he asks on the fourth line, V'Yishahakshas Pasach B'Nachash U'Messayim B'Nachashim. It begins by talking about the snake and it concludes by talking about the snakes. So is there one snake or two snakes? Says Megala Amuka, it's Raza Demila Nirmaz beside Nachash. The secret of the matter is alluded to in the word Nachash. Nachash is Miso Sfisa de Nachash. He comes from the side of the Nachash. And in the Nachash are two evil forces. On the right side is the donkey of the Nachash. That's the Ches. On the left side is the shin of the Nachash. That's the shor. So if the Nachash would not have sinned, there would have been two good Nechashim in the Nachash. One is what we call the chamar, who goes to the right side. The shin is the shor, who goes to the left side. And they would serve a person l'toiv. One you would send to the north, to the left, that's the north. And one you would send to the south, that's the east. And they would bring you good things. And had we not sinned with the chid of Adam Arishain, the Nachash has two components, and they both would have been helpful and have been of assistance. And these two forces are the Shar and the Chamar. So the Megala Amukais reveals to us that the Nachash is a Rosh Tevash. Nachash stands for Nachash, Chamor, Shar. Snake, donkey, ox. And in the Nachash is a Chamor and a Shar. Amazing. In the snake is a donkey and an ox. Now, this is quite remarkable. Because now we have to try to understand what exactly is this ox and what is this donkey? What are these forces that are in this, the primordial nachash? We know the Torah tells us we should not mix the ox and the donkey. If we mix the ox and the donkey, we're over a lav. And comes the Megala Amukais in another place, and the Megala Amukais tells us an amazing side. And that is, the ox and the donkey are none other than Esav and Yishmael. Esav is the ox, the shar, Parim Abirim, the mighty bulls. Yishmael, on the other hand, is the chamor, is the donkey. Say, why are you calling him a donkey? We're not calling him a donkey. The Chumash calls him a donkey. Shavu lachem payim hachamar. Avram Avinu says to Yishmael, Shavu lachem payim hachamar. You and a donkey, you're the same. So Yishmael is called a donkey, a chamar, and Esav is called a shar. Now, says the Megala Amukais, if they would ever come together, they would destroy the world. The Gra writes in the Safra that's Yusuf, Esav and Yishmael ever came together, they would destroy the world. I mentioned many times that I found in my grandfather's notes, he saw the ox and the donkey come together. He was in Auschwitz. And he saw Eichmann invite the Mufti from Jerusalem. And they were sitting arm in arm. And Jews would pass before them and they would beat the Jew in a way that they would never be able to procreate. And this is what happens when the Shar and the Chamar get together. What happens? Auschwitz happens. So God makes it, He protects us by causing dissension between the Shar and the Chamar. But the Megala Amukai says that there are 70 nations of the world. And they are led by Esav on the left side. He's the Shar. And Yishmael on the right side. He's the Chamar. And they lead these two, they lead the nations of the world. They're the two heads of the nations of the world, as the Gra says in Shir HaShirim. Then whenever we have the number 70, they're always two heads. So 70 Jews went down to Egypt, and you have two heads, Yaakov and Yosef. You have 70 members of Sanhedrin, and you have the Nasi and the Av Beis Din. You have 70 names of God, and the two chief names of God are Ani V'Hoy. And you have 70 nations of the world, and they are led by Esav and Yishmael. They are the koyach of the nachash. Inherent in the nachash is Esav and Yishmael. Had the nachash not sinned, then Esav and Yishmael would have done our bidding. They would have plowed our fields. They would have harvested our fields, and they would have been our attendants. But through the sin of the Yetz Hadas, Esav and Yishmael were unleashed to the world. And then, when God gave us the Torah, as we're going to see, we were able to conquest and overcome the Nachash. And when the Nachash is unleashed, he subdivides into Esav and Yishmael. But when the Torah was given, we were able to overcome the Nachash, and Esav and Yishmael were powerless. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. Let's take a look at number 27. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Il Malei Shamru Yisrael Shabbos Vishayna. If the Jews would have kept the first Shabbos, LeShalto Behen Uma V'Lasho, no nation and language would have ruled over them. Shenem Rav Ahi Vayem Hashvi, it was the seventh day, Yatsu Min Ha'am Lilkait, the nation, the Klal Yisrael went together, Uksiv Basrein, it says after, Vayavay Amalek. So if we would have kept the first Shabbos, we would have been invincible, as Mordechai ben David likes to say, just one Shabbos, and right, we'll all be free. That's the Medrash. El Malei Shama Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna, LeShalto Behen Uma V'Lashayn. Now, this is worthy of our attention. That seems to indicate that Shabbos helps us overcome the nations of the world. Why is that? How does Shabbos help us overcome the nations of the world? It says the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara makes an amazing observation. Rava said to Rabba Bar Mori, how do we know this matter that people say that a bad palm tree likes to hang out with a barren tree. Basically, you ever hear the expression matza min es minay? Bad people hang out with bad people. You want to know someone's character? Find out who they're friendly with. Who are their chaverim? They're friends with good people, they're a good person. They're friends with bad people, they're not so great. The Gemara says this principle is mentioned in the Chumash, is repeated in the Navi, is thrice repeated in the Ksuvim. It says in the Torah, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael. It's repeated in the Nevi'im, like it says, Vayislaktu. In other words, why did Esav go marry Yishmael's daughter? The answer is bad people find bad people. It's repeated in the Nevi'im. It says, to Yiftach, empty people gathered. It's thrice repeated in the Ksuvim. It says, Kol oif lemino yishkoin uven adam ledoimeloi. And then the Gemara brings something really interesting. There's a bird called the Zarzir. And Rebbe Lezer says that even though the starling does not exhibit any of the signs of an unkosher animal, it is still not unkosher. Why? It doesn't have any simanim of a behema tmeya. The answer is, the reason why the zarzir is tameh is because lama halach hazarzir etzel oirev. Loy lachinam halach zarzir etzel oirev. It's not for nothing that the zarzir hangs out with the oirev. You know why the zarzir hangs out with the oirev? Because an oirev is treif. And if the zarzir hangs out with the oirev, the zarzir is treif. Even though, friends, we have no indication that a zarzir is treif. It does not have any simani tumah. But Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that if it hangs out with the raven, then it must be treif. This is the concept. Esav hangs out with Yishmael. The zarzir hangs out with the oirev. Marv Raboisai says in Megala Amukos in Parshas Vayera, we have 72 nations. 36 on the right side, 36 on the left side. Elev Arechev, the Elev Asusim, Ela on the right, Ela on the left, and we split them in half. Says the Megala Amukos, that's the reason why we keep Shabbos on the seventh day. But Yishmael goes to the right side, he keeps it on Friday. Esav goes to the left side, he keeps it on Sunday. But we keep them split up. Eile barechev, the eile basusim. As Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Hamiskadishim v'hamitarim ala ganois achar achad batovech. That our Saturday is smack in the middle of the nations of the world. How is that? Comes the B'nai Yisoschar and he reveals the secret of the matter. Esav going to Yishmael, the Gemara says, is analogous to the Zarzir going to the Oirev. The Gematria of Zarzir is 424. The Gematria of Oirev is 278, says B'nai Yisoschar. Let me show you inside. Zarzir Oirev is Gematria Shabbos! Zarzir is 424, Oirev is 278. They represent Esav and Yishmael. But Shabbos is their equivalent, is 702. Through Shabbos we overcome Esav and Yishmael. Had Klal Yisrael observed the first Shabbos, nobody would have any shlita on us. This could be explained based on the Megala Amukos, that we have 36 nations on the right side, 36 on the left, and we are smack in between them to overcome them. That's why they keep their Saturday is Sunday, theirs is Friday, we are Batavech. The Klipa of Esav is the Oirev, the Klipa of Yishmael is the Zarzir. When we keep Shabbos, we're Mevatel, the Klipa of Oirev and Zarzir, which are the heads of the Umos HaOilam, and once Esav and Yishmael fall, the rest of them come tumbling down. It is suggested in the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas that Alpi Kabbalah, Kiddush has 70 words, 35 words in Vayechulu, 35 words in the body of Kiddush. That's why the Arizal says, don't say Kihu Yoim Tchila, just say Tchila. That's why the Arizal takes out certain words of the Kiddush that we don't say. However, the minog of most people is to say those words. But the Arizal wants the number of words in Kiddush to be precise, and therefore he says to take out the words Kihu Yoim, but rather go just Chila Mekroi Kodesh. So there's 70 words in Kiddush. What is the significance of that? Furthermore, Tikune Zoyar says you should add to the Kiddush. What should you add to the Kiddush? Savri Maranan. Why do we add Savri Maranan to the Kiddush? Because to make it 72 words. Why do we want to make it 72 words? Because Shabbos is Mevatel, the Umayis Ha'olam. El Malei Shamu Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna Loi Shalta Aleinu Kol Uma V'Lashayin. So therefore, to indicate that, to signify that, the Kiddush is precisely 70 words plus Savri Maranan. Al Yedei the Koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mevatel, the Umayis Ha'olam. Shabbos is Mevatel, the nations of the world. Now, this may give us insight into the makeup and the composition of the Egel. Let's think for a moment. Originally, there was one Nachash, and that Nachash had two components, the Shor and the Chamar. Letoiv. When we sinned with the Nachash by the Eitz Hadas, those two forces were unleashed, Lara. When God gave us the Torah, then we overcame the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Paska zu amasan, the sin of the Eitz Hadas, the sin of the Nachash, was terminated, ceased. We expunged the zuama, the spiritual grime, injected and inserted into the world through the Nachash. And that is why the Nachash brings death to the world, but when God gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, Hashem said, "Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kolachem." You are divine. You will live forever. Charus mimal chamavas. The Nachash went out of business. Ah, the Nachash went out of business. The Shor and the Chamor, they go out of business. However, with the Ched HaEgel, we reawaken the Eitz Hadas. With the Ched HaEgel, we reawaken the Eitz Hadas. If we reawaken the Eitz Hadas, we reawaken the Nachash. If we reawaken the Nachash, what is the Nachash? The Nachash is the Chamor and the Shor. That's why the Egel was the embodiment of the Shor and the Chamor, the embodiment of Yishmael and Esav. That is the sin of the Egel. The Medrash tells us that because of the Ched HaEgel, Klal Yisrael are subject to Shibud Malchios. Why are we subject to Shibud Malchios? Because of the Ched HaEgel. Because the Egel is literally the embodiment of the Shor and the Chamor, Lara. So therefore it brought Shibud Malchios to the world. So this gives us a deeper insight into the imagery and the form and the tzura of the Egel. The Egel was nothing more than the Nachash being unleashed again, as it was unleashed when we sinned with the Eitz Hadas. It was rectified at Matan Torah, but then it was reawakened with the sin of the Egel. And the Egel is literally what the Nachash became by the sin of the Eitz Hadas, namely Ashar v'Chamar, representing Esav and Yishmael. And that is why, through the sin of the Egel, that brought Shibud Malchios to the world. Ah! But now we understand, on a deeper level, why the Egel is sandwiched between Shabbos in the beginning and Shabbos in the end. Because Shabbos is Gematria 702. And Zarzir is Yishmael, 424. And Oirev is Esav, 278. Shabbos is Mevatel Esav Yishmael. If Shabbos is Mevatel Esav Yishmael, Shabbos is Mevatel the Egel. And therefore the Rebbe Shalom sandwiches the Egel. Shabbos in the beginning, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael also Shabbos. Shabbos in the end, Parshas Vayakel, in order to give us a refuah before the Makkah and a tikkun after the Makkah, because al yedei Shabbos, el mali shamru Yisrael, Shabbos Rishayna, loy sholta bahen uma, v'lashan shenemra vayhi bayim ha-shvi, yatsu min ha'am lilkait. So here we have a beautiful setup where the Ribbono Shel Olam, he prepares the refuah before we come to the Makkah of the Egel. And he prepares the tikkun after the egel, that through the koyach of Shabbos, we're mevatel the klipa of the zarzer, the klipa of the oirev, and we're zoicha she'ein uma v'loshoin sholet esbanu. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, wishing everyone an amazing day. Please join us today at 4:30 for the Igaras Ramban, and 9:15 this evening is Masechta Yevamah Daf Mem Beis. Wishing everyone a great day. Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.